Welcome to St. Michael on this fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our announcements for this week are as follows. Girl Scouts from our parish will be selling cookies after Mass this weekend in the Narthex. Cookies are $5 per box. If you have old palms you would like burned, please place them in the baskets in the Narthex. Pieces of the tile wall that was behind the altar before the church was renovated are available in the Narthex. Please be cautious when handling the pieces. They are sharp. Blue tape has been placed at various points around the church. Please do not remove the tape as it marks defects that need corrected by the contractors. Father Aaron will be away on retreat February 8th through 12th. We will not celebrate Mass or reconciliation during that time. If you plan to come and pray in the church next week, please do so in the evening to avoid any disruption.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases. He drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. All of our readings today deal with work in some way. Job talks about the drudgery of life. St. Paul talks about his obligation to spread the gospel. Jesus heals the sick and tells his disciples that it's time to move on to another place to continue the work. For many people, February is a hard month. It's cold, and in spite of it being short, it seems to drag on. It could seem like work. It can be drudgery to get through February. While all of our readings talk about work, all of them are also hopeful. It's hard to see in Job, but if we know the whole story of Job, then we know that he stays faithful even in the face of horrible things. He knows that this life can be painful, but the life to come is his true destination. Paul talks about his obligation to preach the gospel, to do the work that God has called him to. We can hear some weariness in his words, but under that, we can hear his hope that God will bless him in the end. That while the work he is doing is exhausting and hard, he knows that it's for a greater purpose, that in the end, the reward is heaven. Our readings today acknowledge that life is often hard, that there are times when we want to give up. Our psalm reminds us that the Lord heals the brokenhearted, and our gospel refrain reminds us that Christ has taken away our infirmities and bore our diseases. These should give us hope, even in the hardest of times. The gospel has Christ in the middle of his ministry, healing the sick, preaching the good news, being swamped by people and their demands. But in the middle of this gospel is the secret. Jesus always hides away and finds some time to pray. His prayer is interrupted by people looking for him, but he prays. God himself stops to pray, and so it rejuvenates his spirit so that he is able to continue the work that he's called to. If we find ourselves exhausted from life, if we find it hard to focus and continue, then we need to hide away just a little while and pray. We need to find some time by ourselves to be with God alone, even if it's just for a little while, even if all we have time for is an Our Father. Prayer can rejuvenate us and strengthen us to go on. Like Christ, it might just be for a little while before someone comes and interrupts us, but prayer is essential for reminding us why we do it all and that heaven is our ultimate goal.